On the same day he scored decisive victories, Joe Biden's most loyal, everlasting friend, Herward, in New Jersey filed to be a delegate at the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee, which would be the 12th by June Fisher, the redoubtable octogenarian who last year told Insider she would walk to Scranton if she had to in support of Biden. People trust him, they see a real human being, Fisher of Clark said tonight following Biden's wins in Michigan, Mississippi and Missouri, which at 9:45 p.m. Eastern Time had propelled the former vice president farther past Bernie Sanders' 704-587 in the delegate count in his quest for the Democratic nomination for president. Fisher was profoundly ecstatic. Fisher and Biden were already longtime friends when the latter campaigned for the presidency on the trail in 1987. Why else would I have a reason to go out to Sioux City? She cracked tonight as the returns poured in for her enduring presidential candidate. Does he mistakes? Sure he does, but so do I. That's why I use pencils with erasers, Fisher said, hours after Biden got into a dispute with a blue-collar worker in Michigan. The average voter can relate to him, added Biden's New Jersey friend. At the outset of Biden's campaign, Fisher reiterated her undying support for him. I'm thrilled beyond belief that he's getting in the race, Fisher said of the presidential candidate who once told her that if he had 10 June Fishers he would be president. I think he's the candidate who has the best chance of beating Donald Trump, said Fisher, whose last jobs included stints in the offices of U.S. Senator Bob Menendez and then-U.S. Senator John Corzine. The results tonight gave her hope for Biden's fast resolution of the primary season for her party. Bye, bye, Bernie, she said hopefully. But she also conceded the primary is likely not over. He won't get out of the race, she said of Sanders. He's ornery. Fisher said she remains curious about what Elizabeth Warren will do in the days ahead. She would make a fabulous Secretary of the Treasury, said the Biden diehard. I admire her intelligence. Insider last year asked if she fretted at all about the possibility of millennial voters not understanding the old-school former vice president. I don't, said the veteran of Democratic National Conventions going back to 1972 and George McGovern. I have a 27-year-old grandson, and he told me his friends like Biden. Why? It's about trust. They feel they can trust him. That grandchild grew up with pictures of himself and candidates for office, more numerous in the Fisher household than are the photos in other families of grandchildren with Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. Earlier today, Fisher sat down with Rob Garrison, one of Biden's point men in New Jersey, and shared with him her treasure trove of Biden paraphernalia. Among Fisher's Biden treasures is a button she made of her favorite candidate, complete with images of the Garden State in mirror-bag Biden sporting sunglasses, and is set to distribute them when Biden returns to New Jersey. She had the button made in honor of her friend's 2020 candidacy, at a time when even some of the stoutest members of the New Jersey Democratic establishment regarded Biden's poll-wobbly candidacy with some skepticism. Fisher told Insider back then that she had around 200 of the buttons pictured above made by artist Suzanne Ringglassman in honor of Biden. Biden will ultimately prevail in the 2020 Democratic primary for president, Fisher said last year amid those alarming Biden poll numbers and some hand-wringing, because of the manner of man he is. Nobody is uncomfortable with Joe Biden. People are supporting others, but nobody is uncomfortable with Joe. And nobody is more loyal to him in New Jersey than the joyfully Milwaukee-bound delegate hopeful June Fisher, on a night when hope for Team Biden received another big boost in the form of delegates.